Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Yud Ches, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the malacha of lisha, the malacha of kneading, which comes up on today's daf. The Mishnah says on Yud Zayin and Mabeis, going over to Yud Ches and Aleph, the discussions of Beishamai and Beis Hillel regarding Shvisas Kalim. Beishamai says, Ein shorin diyo v'samanim v'kashinim, kadish yeshumi bod yom. You can't soak all of these items in liquid before Shabbos, unless it's going to be done, the malacha that you're trying to do will be done before Shabbos. Ube Sila Matir, Beis Hillel says, no, it is mutter. Right, Rashi says there on the Mishnah, Mishnah, if you only put the water in before Shabbos, no matter what happens at Shabbos, is not your issue. So, says the Gemara, Mantana, Nesinas Mayim Ladio, Zui Shriyasan, who says that putting water onto the ink, that is already its Shriya, and that is all you have to do, Rashi, the Afa Pi Shalo Gibel Hadio, even if you didn't need the ink into the mixture, Zui Shriyasan, Bahavi Lisha Dide Bahachi, and that is the kneading mixture, and that's a violation. Umechay mishamlash, tamastisan leka gibol, vefligu bamibod yom, vechad b'shabbos chayev chatosu. The machlok is whether you can do this before Shabbos, but on Shabbos, obviously, it would be a problem, and you'd be chayev chatosu. So who is the one that just says adding the liquid to the mixture would be a problem? So Rav Yosef, Rebbe, it must be Shitas Rebbe. Detanya, as the Braisa that appears here in two places in this Mesechta, it appears here and it appears on Daf Kuf Nunhei later on. Rebbe says it doesn't matter if somebody added the whichever one came second. If there is flour and there is water, the latter one, right when the water touches the flour, that is a chiyuv for lush, the malacha of kneading, K-N-E-A-D. The malacha of kneading takes place, one of the Sidur Depas, as will come up as Hashem later in the Masechta. Why? Because there is a certain type of kneading process that occurs right when the two are touching each other, even without actually what we call kneading, right when the liquid touches the solid particles, and therefore, Rebbe says, you're chayev, just for that. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Eino chayev et shiagabel. No, only once you actually knead actively with your hands, that is what's gibul, and that is the malacha of lisha. So says the Gemara, isn't our Mishnah like the Shita of Rebbe, because just the touching of the items together would be a problem, and Bishamai says it's a problem to do from before Shabbos. Amalei Abaya, no. V'domar kalakam Rabbi Yossi ala bekemach debar gibulhu. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says you only have to actually knead it, is by kemach, which is kneadable. Aval diyo de la bar gibulhu e malachayev. But diyo, which is not really a bar gibul, is not kneadable, so then you would be chayev even right away, just touching, because that's all you could do. So Gemara says, Lo Saka Taidach, we don't say that because we have a braisa that says it, that the machlokas appears even by non-kneadable items. Titania Echanoses Afer, Vechanoses Amayim, Hachron Chayv Deve Rebbe, Rebbe Behuda, Omer Achi Gabal. So you see, it's talking about Afer. And the Gemara's braisa says that there are two. There's one that says, one braisa that says Afer, one that says Afar. So you know it's meant to be taken literally. So this is the machlokas Tanoim about the malacha of Lisha, whether the Issa Daraisa of Lisha is stage one or stage two. Because really, if we think about the regular kneading process, first we connect the liquid to the solid particles of the flour, and then we actually start kneading it. So the machlokas is stage one already an Issa Daraisa or not? That's the machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Question one. According to Rebbe, who says that even stage one, just stage one, is a malacha Daraisa, what would he say about stage two? Meaning, let's say there was water that was connected to particles from before Shabbos, or even, let's just go back a step. What is the definition of the malacha of Lisha? Not so much lamdus, but lamaisa definition. So we could say it's the combining of tiny particles into a solid or semi-solid mass by means of a liquid medium. Again, the combining of tiny particles into a solid or semi-solid mass by means of a liquid medium. It's kind of the opposite of tochein. Tochein is taking one item and crushing it up and making it into many different particles, while lush is taking many different particles and combining it into one solid. And again, this could be water, this could be juice, this could be oil, right? The liquid medium could be anything. It could be even mayonnaise. Let's talk about tuna fish if we have time. But that is the definition. So again, back to the machlokas tanoim. According to Rebbe, who says stage one is enough, what about stage two? Would he say, let's say before Shabbos, somebody added water to the particles, and now on Shabbos one actually starts kneading it. So would Rebbe say that at most that's an issa d'rabbanan? So the Mishnah Berurah assumes not. Mishnah Berurah assumes that Rebbe would say that's also a daraisa. Shin chaf aleph sif yudalit in the Mishnah in the Bir Alacha. Vida dinir li barer dafilu das bala trumos hazeh. Dinasinas mayim nikra gibo. As we'll see, there is a machlokas rishonim who we paskin like. But even if we paskin like Rebbe, v'nasam bo mayim be'erev Shabbos, mikol makom im gibel achar kach b'Shabbos chayiv. According to Rebbe, not only is stage one daraisa, just stage two is also daraisa. For lo amrina dezemik relisha achalisha. We don't say, oh, it's already needed. Certain malachas have. Once you do it once, you can't do it again. Ein bishal achar bishal, ein tochen achar tochen. So says the Mishnah Berurah here. Maybe ein lisha achar lisha. And therefore, we should say, according to Rebbe, if stage one is already the malacha da'araisa of Lisha, then you can't do it again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Rebbe says, both of them independently are chaya for Lisha. And he quotes a raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Paraklal Gadol, halosh v'ha'orech v'ha'mekatef. If somebody kneads or shapes, then there's the chiyav of lush. So when does shaping take place? When do you shape the challah? That's after you've kneaded. So you see, even after kneading is done, there's still a malacha of lush that's possible. If you name malachas ha'aricha hi achar lisha, alma da'af shekfar nilo sha'isa, even though it's already kneaded, mikom akom yesh bezeh oshum lisha. You could further the process. V'hayna mishum da'al yidei ha'aricha misyape halisha yoser. Because after all, shaping takes it to the next step of the production process. V'kol shekein bezeh, d'me'ikara b'chol lo hayel anasidas b'ayim levad, and surely in our case, that case is where there's kneading to shaping. Here, there's just liquid, and now you're actually kneading it into a dough. That's for sure furthering the process. After sfirle dezeo gibulo mikol makom im gabal acharkach osa lisha gemura b'shabes v'chayev. So the Bir Alacha is clear that according to Rebbe, not only is stage one in issa d'araisa, stage two is also in issa d'araisa. And he says, "Aye, doesn't the Rush say in the fourth parak and in Beitzah?" I'm sorry, the fourth parak of Beitza, Simon Tess, that when it talks about ashes, kit mashari, that he talks about that you're allowed to, after the water, after it connects to, and it comes in contact with water, you're allowed to knead. So the Bir Alacha says, because yeah, there's Afer, as Argamar says, Afer is not a bar gibel. So there's nothing further that you could do after it comes in contact with liquid, so that's it. You can't make it into a dough. But if you can make it actually into a dough, that would be a daraisa. So that is one. The Chazon Ish is not so convinced in Simen Nun Ches here in Aruch Chaim that this is true. Maybe there's a difference between the Yerushalmi and our case. Yerushalmi, a case of shaping, that's different. But here, where you're talking about the particles being connected with water and now getting it more connected, so maybe that's maybe you would apply the idea of ein lisha achalisha. V'nira daricha v'kituv hu inyan mechudash. Avol midi delav bar gibol ve'enu ela eruv shapi yishloma dekol shem urfar ein bo safto mishum lash. Maybe dough from the earliest compared to the earlier stage is not such a big difference. While the other cases would be a big difference. Okay, but that's one discussion about Rebbe. Let's go to the other sheet. What about Rebbe Yossi? According to Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, he says that Gibel is the Chiev. Do you need both L'Chaev? What if somebody just does stage two? He didn't add the water. Somebody else added the water. Does Rebbe Yossi require both or just one? So that's a discussion of the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal in the Malacha of Tochein, I'm sorry, the Malacha of Lush, says the Eglei Tal, HaLush Ketzad. If somebody puts the water into the kemach and kneads it until it becomes one gush, hariza av maleches lush. That is the av malacha of lush, the chayiv, and one is chayiv. The year ali, and now says the Eglei Tal, and I think, shim haya nesunim amayim l'tocha kemach me'erev Shabbos. If the water was already, oh, she'echa nasan l'tzeh l'toch zeh b'Shabbos, or one person put the water in, and ba'a sheni v'gibel, and the second one came to be megabel, or afilu arishon imitchilo lo hayadaito legabel, or even the same person, he originally was not planning to do stage two. V'acharkach nimlach v'gibel hu atzmo pater, in that case pater, because the Eglei Tal says you need both parts. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, you need both elements, and this is what he now discusses in his notes. V'yesh la'ayin l'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda im chayev al gibel levad v'afilu echa nasa demayim v'echa gibel amagabel chayev v'chein nasa demayim b'erev Shabbos v'gibel b'Shabbos chayev o dilma or no the chayev hu al nesinas demayim v'gibel yachad. It's together. He says, from the Lushan, what does the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda say? Ad sheyigabel, v'lo amar eno chayev ela hamigabel. He didn't say that. It's mashmach no sin maim yigabel. It sounds like you need both. Ela sheharambam misafik aleinu. The Rambam is not so clear, he says. Hamagabel ha-sa'afar areis a todos lush. Mavur shebegibol levad chayef. So maybe just gibol. But he says, I think you would need both of them a little bit later. And he compares this even to an akira and a hanacha. And akira and hanacha, the two ingredients of a malacha of hotzah. So he says the two ingredients in the malacha of lash is the pouring the water and the gibul itself. Ela vada in ochay the rest of Yehuda ala ir of lavad. Right, you need both. Of this lomar tachashim says by ksas gibul become makom lo gara min espashal pachos mikamachal medrusoi v'gomer lakamachal medrusoi tachayiv. Right, v'chulu and he continues. But that's an important discussion. So he said according to Rebbe, it's daraisa. Even on stage two, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you'll need both stages. That is Rabbi Yossi. Bibir Alacha is not so sure about that, maybe even just stage two. But in that piece, the Egleik Tal gets into, and this is the lumdis behind the discussion, and that's the lumdis of the Malacha of Lisha. Is the Malacha of Lisha the Harkavas Haminim, the combining of parts, or is it the creation of a new unit, Gush Echad? The two formulations, again, we'll have to talk about the lumdus another time, but that's his shaila. Is it lehechashiv guf echad, dome la akira vahanacha dinochai brachal shneim? That's where his law is about the both. So is it about creating a gush echad, or is it just harkavas aminim coming together? Who do we paskin like? We've discussed each of these again. I saw each of the stages is probably drabanan anyway, so it doesn't make that much of a difference. But the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chafal of Sifka Zayin quotes both days, the first day up. He says, Shachalayim shadachan me'erev Shabbos mo'machar nosin yayim v'chomets lo yitrof ela ma'arev. Chen shum shadachu me'erev Shabbos lo'machar nosin bo'v v'gisav lo yitrof ela ma'arev. V'yesh omrim, dehadishori la'arev mashke b'chardol dafka shenasana mi'bod yom. Avo b'Shabbos also losis mashke b'chardol b'shum kedushin mishum lush. You can't even just add the liquid because that would be lush. Okay, these are some of the background in terms of the psak, halacha l'maisa. General rules, some other rules about the malacha of lush, any liquid, as we mentioned, not just water, is included. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Nun, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Upaska Rav Aposkim Kerev Yosef Rav Yehuda Achtas Bala Trumos Delipso Karebi, how we mentioned, Da'al Yidei Nisiyas Vayim Nikra Gibol, V'chol V'kemecho Ofer V'tiv V'chol Adak V'bar Gibol, Avol Davar Shu La Bar Gibol, Kon Efer V'chol Hagas, Tasa Rambam, Dafim Gibol Apater, if you have a La Bar Gibol or not a La Bar Gibol, but again, it doesn't have to be water. It doesn't have to be water, as he says here. Ha'lisha La Dafka, V'char Ayri Pobolisha Gemurah, Shosei Mayim U'magabel, V'cholu, and we have to get into the details. Number one, any liquid. Number two, what happens? Interesting question. What about if you don't add any liquid, but you just crush it up in its own liquid? Let's say I crush up a banana. Mashing a banana, right? Is that the malacha of lisha? So the Chazon Ish is no telahakel, because lisha is where I take an external liquid and I try to combine different particles. A banana, a mashed banana, was a banana and is a banana. Was one gush and now is one gush. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, I'm not so convinced. Yesh la'ayin, peros hanidbakim l'gush echad al yidei risukan. Peros that are connected to each other because they were crushed, or shasharfan maruba, their liquid is plentiful. Achim is arvin kugush echad. Im yesh berisukan mishum lush. Vilach ora, de bein nosin latochan mashke, bein nosin latochan me peros chash of lush. Ki nosin latochan mayim shall atzbanami. So maybe misfari you should say any liquid, right? Any water, any me peros. But he says, v'efshar, de ein tsuras lisha, ela bein nosin mashke, lidavar hayavish. That's the tsura of lisha. Aval ki rise kapere afshu mizdabek b'meimav lavshim lasha lav v'chein nireh, says the Chazon Ish. I don't think it would be a problem in that case, and that's what the Shmir Shabbos discusses also in his parak on lush. He says that it shouldn't be a problem mashing a banana on itself. Says the Shmir Shabbos here. Let me read it in the parak on lush. Right, you need three tna'im to fulfill the malacha of lisha. You have to take two different gufim, two different substances, and combine them. They have to be small enough to be able to become one guf. And number three, shekitotza'a min halisha, yu agufim eila mu'uravim, umchubarim zebazela blila achas. There'll be one belila. We don't have time today to go into the different types of blilas. Maybe we'll just mention them. Ve'einze mishanim blilazu tivatzare de mashke tivi shebetoch echad mishnei agufam ha'ele. It doesn't matter if the combination of the two items are through the natural juices of one of those items, oide mashke shiura b'gufachad, or the mashke that we mix in. O afilu ein kol mashke shebishnei agufim ela mitivam heim nidbakim. Kama ma'ariv dvash b'gvina racha o chema ba'avkat koko. Ki gamze kolol be'iser lisha. Any type of natural combination. Says the Shmir Shabbos, nimsa shemutu lola adam l'mayich banana shetehafich l'mayim balila. You'll let him mash up a banana as long as you use the back of a fork because it looks like Lisha. He continues, but again, natural. He's Mako like the Chazanish. It applies. Lisha applies to non-food items as well, as the Gemara talks about ashes and dirt. What about some of the other limitations of other malachos when it comes to Lisha? Like we mentioned, the Chazonish and the Bir Alacha spoke about, what about Ein Lisha Achar Lisha? Does that apply to this Halacha? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say that it should apply, we should apply that Kula of Ein Lisha Achar Lisha, but again, not everyone is comfortable with that Kula. The Aruch HaShulchan says that here in Shin Chaf Aleph Chaf, L'Aniyaz Daiti Hayinir Demata Kedusha Kila Mikli Mikali Shari Kfar Nilosha Pamacha. So Kshem Shein Tchina Achar Tchina, Kach efshar ein lisha chalisha v'tzorachiyin. He said it's possible that the kula of ein lisha chalisha applies. Others argue about crushing crackers and putting them together in something. So that's one. What about gedulei karka? So again, rov aposkim assume, rov mafarshim assume that there is no such limit. By certain malachas, ein disha ela begedulei karka, ein ma'amer ela begedulei karka, but this malacha does not have that kula. The Ramosha says this in Dalid, Ayin Dalid, Yud Gimel. He says, Balash Hare Mashma, to lo amrinan ein lisha el begdule karka. Tari offer yeshba mishum lisha, dirt. Dirt applies, lisha applies to dirt, and that does not grow from the ground. It is ground. Vachilik pashut, tochinu in melachas akarka, v'lisha lo nashem in melachas akarka. The grinding has to do with what you do with flour. But lisha, kneading, is called a kitchen activity. It's not called a farming activity. And therefore, it shouldn't be included. What about miyad? What about miyad? We know by borer, there is a heter of miyad, right? Ochel yava alter. So what about other malachas? So it applies to borer for sure. Everybody agrees to that. The Rashba, quoted in the Ramah, applies it to tochein, to grinding also. But it does not apply to lush. The Mishnah Berurah says, "B'chol zeh ein chiluk bein osa seuda o l'seuda acheres." The Mishnah Berurah quotes that for the Magen Avraham. The Shvir Shabbos, the Isser Shalisha Kayem Gam im osa kain samach l'seudaso. Even if one does samach l'seudaso, that is not a heter for it. The Shvir Shabbos in the quotes of Shlomo Zalman in the footnote that tries to give svaris why there should be a difference between various malachas. Quotes this from in. Shamati Mir Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. The Atamatzina Sharashva Mashva Din Tochen Din Shal Borer. Even though the Rashba extends Borer to Tochen, why is that? Because even if you're Machmir against that Rashba, you're allowed to grind something up right before you put it in your mouth. You don't have to stuff huge pieces. So you see, there's already a shemetz of Tochen that's mutter right beforehand. But when it comes to Lisha, when is Lisha ever mutter? What, the saliva in your mouth that's mixing in? No, that's not called Lisha. The Rashba is just mosif that you could grind it not only right before you put it in your mouth, but even extend it a little more. But Lisha doesn't even have that step. Mashekin l'kabi Lisha, kimasha adam milosh b'fiv, says Rosh Lomo Zalman, lo kari klal b'shem Lisha. Veitza nechshav k'derech achila, and therefore there wouldn't be an allowance for the malacha of Lisha to be done miyad. There is an interesting, we're not 100% clear about it, but there's a chuvas of the Rambam that's quoted in the Beis Yosef here in the end of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, which seems to say that cooked vegetables are not subject to the malacha of lush. That's what it seems to say from the chuvas of Rambam. The question is, why is that? Like a falling apart vegetable, let's say somebody wants to take out a potato that's they're very mushy from the chalant. And so wants to add a little oil or margarine, getting out of the, let's say, the bishul issues, because let's say, assume it's mavushal already. So the Chazonish writes, V'nireh, t'kishem shebishulo mafkiaso mimaleches t'china, kivan sh'tchina noche ve'ein shem alachala, there's no grinding because it's falling apart, k'mochein lav shem lishale. Maybe there's no lisha when it comes to a item that is very cooked, a vegetable that is cooked already, and that has halacha l'maaseh ramifications, right? One might say that's the poskim talk about the rebribiat. According to some poskim, cooked foods are exempt from the malacha of lush, based on the principle of tikkun ochel. It's tikkun ochel, it's not anything more than that. One may mix oil into a thick, finely chopped stew or chalent that is not hot, tiyatza lettuce. One may mix oil, butter, or margarine into cooked carrots or mashed potatoes. Right, so there could be kulas relating to this also. Again, there's more to lush, there's different types of mixtures, there's shinui, different types of shinuyim in the order of doing things, shinuyim in how you mix. So we didn't get to so much lamaisa, but we got to a lot of the background of lush, and hopefully another time we'll get to some of the more halacha lamaisa questions, as lush has lamaisa in terms of tuna fish, egg salad, baby cereal, other charoses, obviously Pesach time, and other issues. Okay, but we'll have to stop here.